Recording.
At the tone.
Okay. Craigbot activated.
Almost. Uh-oh, it didn't work.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Oh, doom!
Uh-oh.
Chaos has erupted in
what
the
What was
gym.
That noise?
Oh, here we go. Maybe this will work.
Ray was activating a Chucky doll.
Yeah, I was there like, I don't know what that murderous sound is, but it was terrifying.
That was amazing.
Oh, man. Hey, I powered my way through like 2 seasons of Squid Game over the weekend.
Oh, wow. How is it?
It's okay.
Okay. Hey.
Like, I started watching it before New Year's and then finished it up over the weekend. Like, finish season 1 and watch season 2.
All right.
Is it worth watching? Because I watched the little trailer preview thing, and I'm like, really? I don't
know.
Okay.
All right. It's interesting television, but really it comes down to, you know, people play kids' games. If they fail, they get murdered. That's the show. Right. Like, that's the super boiled down version. If that appeals to you at all, you know, I mean, there's
I
other
do
plot
like
going
people
on.
Getting murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I need to announce that the channel is live, since that appears right in the chat in the general.
The app does now. Yeah.
Okay.
But now I've been told I need to watch Lioness. So apparently I need to find where that streams and watch that.
Oh, yeah. Where does that stream?
I don't know, because I haven't looked for
it
yet.
It's probably going to be Apple TV, because I haven't seen it.
Mm. I've been told it was real good. 2 seasons. Go check it out. I'm like, all right. I'll put that on my list.
It's on Roku.
Then there was something else I had to put on my list, too.
It's on the Roku channel?
That's what it says. I don't know.
All right. Maybe I'll watch it.
Hmm.
It's what Google tells me.
Yeah. And then my Star Wars friend told me that I really need to give Kids in Space a better chance. But,
no, you don't.
Ugh.
It's not good. It's not for you.
Are you all the way caught up? I'm like 2 episodes behind, I think.
I think I'm 1 episode behind.
No, see, he tells me, oh, episode 6. Oh, it's so good. They don't know how they're going to finish up the story in 2 episodes.
I highly doubt that.
He's like, oh, it's so good. You know, once the adults come in, it gets much better. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm hesitant on all these claims. All
right. That's what I was afraid of, because I did, you know.
Yeah.
Episode 1 was not for me, and I just figured I would just stop. And
yeah, you read it correctly.
Okay.
I'm going to finish it, but yeah, I'm never going to encourage anyone
so
to watch it. Unless they're 8 to 10, then absolutely.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Is that ever the demographic?
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm sure if I were young, I think it'd be awesome, but
yeah,
for me, it's just not for me.
Yep.
What again, all I want is I want them to give me the show of end of quote-unquote movie 3 and Rogue One. I want to see Vader hunt down and kill all the Jedi. That's the show I want. If they give me that show, I will watch it repeatedly. But I want to see Anakin become more and more Darth Vader and kill more and more Jedi. I really want to watch that show.
I feel like you would have to settle for a show that was just primarily focused on the Inquisition, with him making some, you know, high-level boss appearances.
Nah, yeah. See, I just want him tracking down each of those, you know, weird Jedi that you don't really know anything about, and having him, you know, fight them off and slowly, you know, lose more parts of himself and become a little bit more robotic, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's my dream Star Wars that I'll never get.
It could happen.
Maybe I can win one of those giant Powerballs and pay Disney $1 billion to let me do. You know, I can be, you know, say, I want to produce and direct and write the next Star Wars show. Here's $1 billion if you let me do it. They're greedy. They'd probably take it.
Yeah, maybe.
Problem is, I have no experience producing, writing, or directing television, so it would fail. But, you know, what are you going to do?
So, now that I've actually opened the channel, people are joining.
Aha!
Ah!
Alpha was in for the win. Sartot, Piwaz, Sluggo. Hey, thanks. Thanks for joining in, guys. Sorry about that. I thought I opened the channel and then realized, whoops, that didn't work. That's what happens when you take a couple weeks off.
Pause. Right. That was Walking the Dinosaur. All right, let's try and power through this. Here we go.
Okay.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to episode 448. The Puzzle Warriors 3. Happy New Year's, everyone. I'm Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. How's it going?
Good.
Doing well.
Doing well. All right. Ian, let me tell you the latest thing that bugs me about my mother-in-law, just because that popped into my head from you saying doing well.
Oh, I was going to ask you, is she doing okay? Is she all right?
Oh, God.
Because
you could feed her dog turds on paper plate. And if you ask her how it is, the answer is always the same. It doesn't matter what food we give her. She always says that it was pretty good. It doesn't matter what it is. It just blows my mind that everything has the same taste level.
I'm just wondering if she was all right because of the news out of North Korea. So, you know, I don't know if she's taking that personally. No?
Oh, no, I did. Yes, happened? Hot dogs have been banned in North Korea.
They banned hot dogs in North Korea, and I wonder if she heard that news and went,
I told Erica that last night. I'm like, we're going to send your mother to North Korea. And she said, what? I said, what?
To help fight against the hot dog ban.
I have never met someone who eats so many hot dogs all the time.
Like I said, when it became the breakfast hot dogs, I was just I checked out. I just couldn't do it. I'm like, I don't understand anymore. The 7 a.m. hot dog just doesn't. It hurts my brain. But you know, due to the fact that you know the internet listens to you all the time, right, on your devices,
right. Yeah.
Yesterday, I get a video on, I don't know if it was a Facebook video or Reddit video. In any case, guy gets pulled over by a cop. A cop comes to the window. The guy asks if he can step out of the car. And the cop's like, okay, right? And he says, can we come around the back of the car? And the cop's like, okay. They get around to the back of the car, and the guy, this is a long story long. The guy says, hey, did you notice the person in the front seat? The woman in the front seat of my car. The cop's like, yeah. He's like, did you notice the woman in the back seat? Cop's like, okay. He's like, okay. The woman in the front is my wife. The woman in the back is my mother-in-law. They just had a big fight. So right now I'm taking my mother-in-law home. I understand why I was speeding because I'm worried that they're going to make up and I'm going to have to take her back to my house. And I went, this is exactly how I feel. And then the cop says, oh, well, I'll turn on the lights and sirens and we'll give you a police escort. I showed this to my wife. She was not. Did not find it as amusing as I did.
Weird. How do you not know how to choose your audience that badly?
But I'm sitting there on my iPad and I laughed out loud. She's like, what are you laughing about? I'm like, here.
Oh.
Anywho, Happy New Year. Here we go.
Okay.
This is the week, January 8th through the 15th. I couldn't tell her to her sluggo, but she wouldn't hear me because she can't hear anything. In your 7-day crash, we got so many of these. Are you ready?
I didn't even get to make the sound. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Bang!
My liver.
Right before Christmas, you had Patsy versus Blonde Widow and Vulture. I don't recall those being difficult.
I do, as but, long as, you know.
Oh, really? Just keep Vulture in the ground and, you know.
No, Vulture got black right away, and he was impossible to do anything to.
Yeah, that is the problem.
But, you know, just once, and then beat him the second time.
All right. The week after, boy, I don't even remember this one at all. It tells me it was Power Band versus Gamora. Did I sweet Christmas her to death? I would have to think yes.
I managed to get Fiddle Faddle going, and that was it.
All right. This week I hate a whole lot.
Yep.
This week is Frog Thor versus Lockjaw and Samurai Dokken. The only thing that I've managed to only win one of the two so far, and that was only by Magic Blue 15 turns in a row.
Nice.
Because that way I can slowly do 1,000 points of damage a turn while not taking damage.
Yep.
It was brutal.
Yeah, his other powers do nothing.
Samurai said in Discord that Throg versus Lockjaw was easy because Lockjaw blew himself up. I didn't experience that.
No.
Yeah, Lockjaw wrecked me.
Yeah, by the first time I played it, Lockjaw said, here's all these charge styles. Here's the I bite you as a dog thing.
Right.
And I just got munched to death. And I went, oh, yeah, that was great.
Munched to death.
And then finally today, I swear, you know, and the stars aligned today because every time I would make some matches, enough blue would fall where I could keep, like, at least every other turn, make a blue match. And that's, yeah, I whittled Lockjaw down to death just by making blue matches.
Nice.
It was crazy. Next week, however, is Ghost, whom I don't remember anything that Ghost does. I know they kick you in the face, but I don't remember how that happens.
She can go invisible.
And you turn invisible. Yeah.
Okay, well, you got Ghost versus Black Widow.
Phase and unphase.
All right.
Nice.
So, that should be a winner for you.
Wait, what variety of Black Widow?
5-star Widow.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a win.
What do you got? Oh, you've got a fully covered Ghost.
Yeah.
You just didn't have her champer.
Nope.
Didn't they say she's in a new show?
Yeah, she's, what do you call that movie where all the bad guys do Suicide Squad type stuff? Thunderbolts,
yeah. Really?
I didn't know she, okay.
Yeah, I think Ghost is part of that.
Yeah. I thought I saw that in a preview trailer somewhere. I'm sure it'll come up before the Captain America movie next month. That comes out for Valentine's. Storyland, the good old simulator's running right now. Elektra, Lockjaw. Not Lockjaw, Jesus. Elektra, Luna Snow, and Arcade. Placement, Annihilus, and Green Goblin. And if you're puzzle gauntleting, get yourself a Krakoa.
Yeah, I got two 3-star Krakoas. That was not beneficial for that amount of work.
Yep. In between seasons right now, Honey Badger's Goggles On is going. Honey Badger, Eddie Venom. Placement is Vulture and some Black Bolt. All right, we've missed a few weeks. There are loads of new characters. Let's start with the first one. You know, you want a piece of my heart, you want to start from the start. So let's talk about Maximus, the 4-star inhuman guy. I guess he's another Black Bolt brother, right? Yeah.
That seems accurate.
He feeds Black Bolt. Go figure. So his ability is black. Ability called the Magnificent, 10 black. Remove all strike, attack, and protect tiles. Then create a fortified tile of each type with strength equal to 28 plus the total strength of all tiles of the type removed and empower them by 10%.
You've already lost me, but keep going.
From what I understand, that says use 10 black and defeat Polaris, I think is what that says. Passive, when an ally fires an ability, this power instead becomes the Mad. So the Mad is a passive. Convert up to one friendly strike attack protect tile into one type and create another of strength 185. At the start of your turn, create a friendly and enemy copy of a random strength attack or projectile at half strength with the friendly copy strength increased by 74, and when an ally fires a power, switch it back into the Magnificent. There's so many words here. But really, I think it boils down to take away Polaris, if you can get 10 black. Because you're taking all of her tiles, flipping them to you, and making them better. As you're going up in level, it goes up to empowering tiles by 40% instead of 10. And the mad part, the numbers go up in strength up to 3,137, converting 3 tiles. The blue power is called the Maker, cost of 8. If you have no strength tiles or their total strength is less than the enemy's, create a strength tile with strength 28 plus the difference. Otherwise, depower your strength tiles by 30%. And deal 65 plus 8 times the total strength reduced in damage. Then repeat this for attack and projectiles. Passive, when a strike, attack, or projectile leaves the board, create a 3-turn countdown tile that deals a little bit of damage. Going up in level, this goes up to a 16x multiplier that deals 1400 damage. I can never play this character. This is too complicated for my brain. I can't keep track of all this.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. If you want to defeat Polaris, fire black. That seems obvious.
And then, let's see. The third power is called Rightful Usurper. Rightful Usurper.
There you go.
That's hard for me. Yeah. 6 purple. Create a strength 74 protect tile and a 3-turn repeater tile that increases the strength of strongest friendly strike attack protect tiles by 37 and create 2 strength 28 attack tiles. Passively, if you have the strongest amongst all strike attack protect tiles, all friendly strike attack projectiles increase 30%. When one of your friendly strike attack projectiles are stolen or enemy ones are created, deal 74 damage for each one. This goes up to 100% increase, dealing 1400 damage at the max. Here's my question. I played him a little bit when he, you know, you had the events for him. It just seems to me that with all this up and going down on special tiles going on, does his turns take like 40 minutes? Like, I'm assuming that each one time they're going to flash and blink and do things.
I didn't notice. I noticed him doing things and I didn't know what they were. I didn't notice it took that much time.
Okay.
But I do have it set to only see an animation once. I wonder if that helps.
Okay. Well, I can skip all the bits about the vaults and things because we missed them all.
Yeah.
Because we were gone. But there is your new Inhuman, Maximus, with a big ray gun. Ian, you know the Inhumans.
I am aware of them, yes.
I feel bad. Is his power something besides just smart? That his brother can, like, level planets by, like, opening his mouth and this guy's got a ray gun?
Yeah, I mean, the eldest brother usually outshines. I mean, not always. Sometimes it's a Scar Mufasa situation, but who knows? He may feel inadequate compared to Black Bolt. But not being able to speak might be frustrating. Maybe he's envious in his own way.
All right. I'm just curious. I don't know a lot of... Immortal.
Nope, all their shows don't work out well, so I don't know very little about them. But I am somewhat aware of them.
Okay. Hey, for the new 3-star, You've seen this one before. It's Gorgon, the leader of the Hand.
Oh, that guy.
We've been playing against him for a long time. He's got those creepy eyes.
Yep.
Yeah, the long flowing hair.
And the Joker smile.
Yep, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't like any parts of it.
It's a 3-star version. Ability Coordinated Assault, color blue, 6 AP. Increase the strength of all friendly attack tiles by 15%, then deal 56 damage to the target, increased by the total damage of all friendly attack tiles.
Wow.
Passive, at the end of a Gorgon's turn, if there are less than 2 friendly attack tiles, create 1 strength 11 attack tile. This maxes out at increasing by 50%, dealing 630 damage, and creating a strength 84 tile. Shadows of the Hand, 5 purple, create 3 strength 14 attack tiles. Passive, whenever Gorgon makes a match on his turn, he has a 5% chance to stun the target for 1 turn. When a friendly attack tile leaves the board, increase this chance by 8%, resetting to 0% when Gorgon stuns an enemy. That's a new mechanic.
Yeah.
An increasing power. I like that. Going up in level, it will increase the chance. 10% chance of stun, increasing by 15% every time one of your tiles leaves the board until you get that stun off. That's cute. I like that mechanic. That's fun. Red, Ruthless Blitz. AP cost is 7. It's not quite a ballroom blitz, but it's really savage, apparently. Destroy up to 3 friendly attack tiles. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Deal 195 damage to target, increased by 10% for each attack tile destroyed. You are eventually destroying 5 tiles at 1468 apiece and increasing the damage by 30%. So I don't know, I guess you could play him with that last guy, right? And got all these attack, you know, all these tiles going on. With Maximus, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting. Sure.
Yeah. So let's see. He appears in Cosmic Chaos, which starts tomorrow. Shards and event tokens in there. Rewards and Venom Bomb and Operation Spider Silk for the 5-star version, which we'll talk about here in a second. His versus is called Blind Business. And then the 5-star version one is called Just One Gaze. You can get some in the Great Unifier store. And the Hand Ninja Vault, which will be running the 19th, the 16th to the 19th, chances to get the 5-star there. 40 items, God Killer Legendary Store token, and a Medusa. And the Legendary Store, 15% chance to get the 5-star, or Black Bolt, or Old Man Meatbag.
Huh.
Wonder why not Medusa?
Yeah, the Wolverine seems odd. Well, Medusa's 4-star.
Yeah.
Right.
And so is that other guy, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but Icarus. Crystal's a 5.
Oh.
Icarus is something different, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the other thing.
He's an Eternal.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, if Crystal's a 5-star, why not go Crystal?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Wasn't Meatbag recently reworked? Isn't he cool again?
Still not like he used to be. Same as ever was.
Nothing ever is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The 5-star version. If anyone read the X of Swords comic 2, 3, 4 years ago, however long that one came out. This is the X of Swords version.
Sweet.
Of Gorgon. Blue power, calculated strikes, AP cost of 6. Deal a hit of 753 damage to target for each unique color amongst tiles destroyed this turn. Then if God Killer is active, well, that sounds good, swap it to Grass Cutter. That sounds less good. Passive, whatever God Killer or Grass Cutter swap, burst heal Gorgon for some health. So this does more damage for each unique color of tiles destroyed this turn. So you have to have things that do things before you fire this power.
Mm-hmm.
So play him with Dr. Thor, because at least you're guaranteed of her blowing up the tiles every turn. All right. What's the second power? Petrifying Gaze for 9 purple. Stun the target for 2 turns and deal 443 damage to them. Then if Grass Cutter is active, swap it to God Killer. Passive, while an enemy is stunned, God Killer costs 2 AP less, down to a minimum of 3.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know what God Killer does, but minimum of 3 sounds fantastic. Going up in level, it becomes a 3-turn stun at level 5, dealing 10,000 points of damage. All right, let's see what this God Killer thing's about. 6 red. Destroy target column. Destroy tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Then this ability becomes Grass Cutter. Passive. When this ability becomes God Killer, deal damage, 1,300 damage to random enemy, and... Animal, Jesus. Random enemy prioritizing stunned.
I thought you were doing it on purpose.
No. To random enemy prioritizing stunned enemies. then permanently increase the damage of Godkiller and Grass Cutter by 10%. Well, that seems good, especially if apparently the other power makes it cost 3. You can just keep firing it.
Yeah, that'll get out. It get a powerful fast.
At level 5, it's increasing. It's dealing 32,000 damage and increasing itself by 20%.
Sweet.
Yeah, that seems good. Let's see what let's see what Grass Cutter does. It sounds like it does exactly the same thing. Destroy target column. Destroy tiles do not deal damage, generate AP. Then this ability becomes Godkiller. Passive, when this ability becomes Grass Cutter, deals 664 damage to the enemy team.
Team.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Then permanently increase the damage of Godkiller and Grass Cutter by 10%. Going up in level, it's doing 15,000 team damage, and again, increasing the damage by 20%. So, okay, right. It's really about just firing the red power as many times as you can.
I lost track of what you said a long time ago, but yes.
Yeah, so...
Grass Cutter, as it says in the Discord, Grass Cutter is AoE, and the God Killer is the single target.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, you just want to keep firing that red power over and over and over again. Yeah.
Is that the one that lowers its cost, or is that the one that...
That's the one it keeps increasing damage every time you do it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, for sure.
You need to petrify's gaze while an enemy is stunned, it costs less. So stun somebody, and then keep whooping them with a lot of red.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Nice.
That's right. All right. Well, there you go. The long fought against, but never a player character in the game, the Gorgon.
Sure.
Nice.
All right, now Ray's going to talk, and I'm going to rest my voice.
There you go.
Ray, tell us about the things.
Yeah, there's a couple other things in news that I'm really not that familiar with, but there is a community rebalance vote. So they said that they were happy with the Raise from the Dead 11th anniversary community challenge that they did. So now they want you to vote for the character you would most like to see rebalanced this coming year. The poll will be open until the 20th of January. Let us know who your top three are. Your choices are going to be Gertrude, Black Knight, Super Skrull, Ghost, Namora, Dazzler, North Star, Hydra Stomper, MODOK, or Cosmo.
I mean, clearly I went as Dazzler is choice one, MODOK is choice two, and the Black Knight is choice three.
I'm okay with two of those.
Yeah, I feel like MODOK is choice one. Throg is choice two, and Throg is choice three.
Throg's not on the list.
That's what this week's.
Well, no, you can have a raid in.
Has taught me.
There is a raid in space where I wrote in Imperius Rex.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there is a raid in. I totally missed that.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I think I would want to vote for Gertrude. I feel like one of the runaways has to get good eventually.
Yeah, but why Gertrude?
Because all the other ones swung and missed. Nico's always kind of been hanging on as the leader. But if you could make her as powerful as Nico, I think that'd be reasonable.
Nico should be the most powerful.
Gertrude's
got
nothing going on. She's got a dinosaur sidekick. Yeah. Like, that's it.
That is it. That's why she shouldn't be stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, like agree, you wouldn't think it was good enough if you had a dinosaur sidekick.
Well, I mean, not if my friend knew magic.
Where's my elephant? We're stamping.
All right, the other thing we've got, Marvel Puzzle Quest R318 release notes. Ian, are you sitting down?
I am indeed.
We have a clue. Spill the tea, dot, dot, dot. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we already did the girl who does tea.
Right, exactly. What's her name with the shotgun and the red gem?
Elsa Bloodstone?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not her.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know.
Is it Mr. T?
I pity the fool that comes to this game.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a Marvel character, does he?
It would not surprise me if Mr. T has not appeared in a Marvel comic.
I'm
back
sure
during the
been,
80s, she had to appear in a Marvel comic.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Samurai's probably already on that.
Oh, Samurai says Captain Britain. I'm down with that.
Yep, I don't hate that either.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that choice.
He's definitely a character.
I like more people from Excalibur would totally... You know, be okay by me.
Oh yeah, the A team was definitely a comic, but I feel that should be one character. Like all of the A team should be one character. But
oh yeah,
does it kind of have like the Nick Fury thing where I forgot his name. Who's the leader? The general? What's his bucket?
I thought it was a colonel.
Colonel Sanders. Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. I never watched the A team. I thought it was a stupid show.
Anyway, you know, where he fires a power and he summons all the rest of them, you know, and then for some reason, there has to be a power where B.A. Baracus is knocked unconscious because you have to fly somewhere. Because
he eats a drugged hot dog and goes airborne for 3 turns.
And wakes up in Korea.
And when he lands, I pity the fool.
That's right.
And he just does a truckload of damage to the enemy.
I like it.
Ooh, I love
it. I mean, Face has to give you some kind of stun power, right? Because he's so charming and, you know, he kind of disarms you.
Right.
You know, I don't know what Hannibal's doing. What was the other guy? Murdoch.
Howling Mad Murdoch. I think he throws explosives
at you. It has to be Baracus goes to sleep so that Murdoch can do his thing. So that would be Murdoch's power, right?
Yeah. Oh, he puts B.A. to sleep and then something else happens. And I have no idea who the woman on that cover is.
No.
She's the woman that called the A-team.
Who has a submachine gun?
They clearly told me that if I, you know, had the money and I knew the right people that I could call the A-team. It told me every week that if I could find them, I could hire them.
They did make that very explicit. I also couldn't get a hold of them, but I did like that they were available potentially. What about a playable J. Jonah Jameson? He spills the tea. He owns a newspaper.
All right,
maybe it's Captain Britain. I don't know.
All right, the other stuff in the note here, they say, welcome to our first batch of What's New notes for 2025. The popular seasonal vault will be returning, and I don't get the sentence. Dive into the brand new X of Swords season and enjoy some mutant mayhem by completing limited time quests for epic rewards. So I get that there's going to be quests. There's going to be
epic rewards as well.
Well, it's not. Well, I mean, if it says season, that tells me that it's a, you know, as opposed to each one, it gives you some power, you know, ring, that there's going to be a new season.
Oh, is that referring to maybe it's going to be a season pass kind of thing?
Where
you get experience for your epic rewards for your events?
For doing things that are themed sense. Yes.
And keep your eyes on the prize. Log in for limited time to receive a free 4-star Cyclops starting on the 9th. So tomorrow.
Scott!
I could do it with another, you know, cover on the pile of my Cyclops, sure. All right. So yeah, that's the release notes.
Nice.
Oh man.
What up?
I just realized I didn't make a title for this week's Always Sunny in Xandar. I put the character's name there so I wouldn't forget what it was, and then I didn't write a title.
Excuse me. Man. It was Craig.
How about that, dude?
Sorry. Very unprofessional of me. I can't take it back now. I can only tell you about Mr. Negative, Martin Lee.
He's so negative, he deleted the title.
Right. It's 4-star. He's yellow, blue, and black. Oh, that's a lot.
Samurai said make a negative pun and see what develops.
Boom.
That's like a pun within a pun. That was good.
I was saying boo words.
No, I was saying well done. Long distance, high five. All right. Let's see what this guy's up to for the reals. If there are 6 or fewer strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, create 3 strength 37 tiles in the tile type that has the fewest, prioritizing protect, then strike, and revert to Martin Lee. Then, if there are more than 6, destroy all strike, attack, and protect tiles, dealing damage equal to 85% of their total strength, and change to Mr. Negative. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. If used while Mr. Negative, deal 10% more damage. There's a passive component when Martin Lee, tile he creates, are empowered by 10%. All right, let's see how this scales up to a lot. Create strength 259 tiles. Deal damage equal to 225% of the tile strength. And increase the tile strength by 50 and increase the damage by 50%. Wow, that's a lot of increases. This is a passive ability. It's called Analyzed Stats. It's blue. While comporting as Martin Lee, Lee takes 10% damage from matches and abilities, and at the start of his turn, gains 1 AP in one of his strongest colors. While Mr. Negative, he deals 10% bonus match damage, and at the start of the turn, improves all friendly strike and attack tiles by 10% of his current level. If he has taken more than 25% damage, since changing into Mr. Negative, he changes to Martin Lee and creates 2 strength 37 protect tiles. This cannot be disabled by status effects.
Every time you say Martin Lee in my brain, it translates to Martin Yan, and Yan can cook, and that's all I keep thinking about.
That was a good show. It was just you, but I did enjoy that show as well. Let's see. Martin Lee takes 30% reduced damage. Mr. Negative deals 20% increased match damage and improves tiles by 20% of his current level.
And somehow there's already instantly from Samurai a Yan Can Cook gift running in the Discord. That's amazing.
Yeah. Create a strength, 259 tiles. That is amazing. Let's see. Lastly, we have Reversed Tenet. It's 5 black AP. If Martin is active, he becomes Mr. Negative. Create a fortified 5-turn black countdown tile on the board. While this tile exists, 5% of the damage dealt by the target is instead dealt to a random enemy. When the tile expires, the target deals 5% of their current health to all their allies. If no allies exist, they deal 50% of this damage to themselves. Let's see, as this scales up, you can reflect 50% of the target's damage and deal 40% of the target's current health. That is too many personalities. I was confused as I was reading, and I ended confused.
I can't help you. I don't think I've ever used this person on purpose.
I understand. I feel like Ray feels similarly.
Yep.
Well then, the reviews are in. They're mixed.
None of us have the correct build. I mean, Ian can't be blamed. He's got a 0-1-0, so, you know, what you gonna do?
I can't believe I won! Good job, me!
apparently, the correct build, according to the internet, is 5-4-4.
Oh, I love a 5-4-4.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have that right now.
Could. Man, 280, yeah. That's a lot of those.
You could live that dream.
You could.
The dream of Mr. Negative, Martin Lee. A character shrouded in mystery.
Much like the U.S. Postal Service. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Wow, that was an unexpected transition. All right.
That was great.
So we got a message over from Stinkpalm on the MPQ subreddit. He said the 100 CP Devil Dino daily deal for one cover was extremely bad. I hope no one spent on it. For 100 CP, you can buy 5 classic tokens and get bonus shards for someone actually useful. So, yeah, a little too late now because we didn't do a show for so long. But
yep, sorry about that, but yeah. Your outrage is noted.
Regarding Craig's Lactose the Reaper stories about all things dairy, evidently he might be able to eat Parmigiano Reggiano lactose content per 100 grams is less than 0.01 gram.
Yeah, link. Thing isn't really just like, I don't get the upset tummy stuff from lactose. I get the I stop breathing parts from dairy. Like, so I don't get gas or have to run to the bathroom frequently. That's not the part of dairy that I can't have. I have a whole bigger problem than that.
What, it the makes you stop part? Breathing? I say you give it a try.
No.
You wuss. Do it. Do it.
Also, he says, Samurai jumping in with random comments was a welcomed addition. He needs to channel his inner Jeff Peterson more often.
I tried plant-based cheese one day. That was a mistake.
Sorry, dude.
Like, I tasted it, I'm like, oh, this is like, you know those little baby bells?
Yeah.
All right, so they make a plant-based one.
Ooh.
So I'm like, well, people tell me the baby bells are delicious, so.
Yeah.
So I bought a bag, you know, they come in those little baggies, you know, like the baby bells do.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring one home, and I open it up, and I take a bite, and I'm like, this is really revolting. But I don't like most things, so I thought maybe I was wrong.
Yeah.
So I hand it to my wife, and I'm like, can you please try this and tell me if this is good, and it's just me. And she took a bite of it, spit it back out, and said, oh my God, that's disgusting, throw those away. So we threw the whole bag of them away.
All right, I was like, can you save one?
No.
I'm curious now, but I think I want to just take your word for it. I don't want to invest in sadness.
Yeah, they were, ugh. Now, granted, it has been many years since I've actually had real cheese. So
sure.
I just thought maybe I had forgotten what cheese was supposed to taste like.
Right, that's fine. I feel like your conclusion was as scientific as it could
be.
Yeah,
so I'm still like, well, you know, my wife loves cheese. You know, you try this. No, did not go well.
Yeah. Passionate amateur cheese aficionado.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Willie.
Yep.
Willie Helver, though, tell me who won the bracket last week or three weeks
I
ago.
I have no idea. Oh. I forgot we were doing the bracket, and it'll take me a minute to get
it.
No was
problem.
Pictionary versus Risk, I believe.
Whoa, was it?
Was it not?
Holy I don't know. I believe you. I didn't even remember we were doing a bracket. I mean, I knew we were doing a bracket. I know that I need to know the end of the bracket. I know that there's CP writing on the bracket. It's been 2 weeks. My brain is clean.
Maybe I already wrote it down. Was it Pictionary versus yes. Risk? Yeah, we did not do Connect Four versus Go. It had to be. So there you go. 3-2 average. Risk beats out Pictionary.
Wow.
Yeah! Curse you, Risk. Bunch of nerds on this show.
All right. Well, this week, however, I don't know who's doing what.
Oh, no.
It's been so long we forgot.
I can't believe I still work here. You guys should have fired me years ago. I just lost my pen. This is my nightmare. It looks like we are at Craig and Ray.
All right. Uh-oh. All right. So I'm going to talk about Connect Four, which had a great Uh-oh. Commercial where you can be very sneaky, sis, and win diagonally. Because that's the mystery of all Connect Four wins, is diagonally. not to be confused with, you know.
Not where you go to buy your wizard
right,
supplies.
Where you also go to diagonally. So, yes. Connect Four, you know, I like how, you know, sometimes it comes in those, like, comically oversized things at bars and things sometimes, or, like, you know, the
oh, right, the outdoor one?
Yeah, the tokens are, like, the size of, like, hubcaps.
Yep. Yep, I think that enhances the game.
Well, it can't hurt when you're drinking.
Right, yeah, that, and have you played the basketball version at the arcade?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. You play heads up, and you alternate shots, and you do have to play Connect Four that way.
Oh, give me the ball, because I want to dunk it.
Basketball! Give me the ball, because I'm going to dunk it.
Round Ball Rock, brought to you by the Teshes. Good old John Tesh.
All right. Your Connect Four game is apparently going up against Go.
Uh-huh.
I really don't remember much about it, but I do remember that you have, like, two players. You place stones on an intersecting grid. You try to prevent people from taking your pieces. You take a piece by being surrounded by an enemy without spaces, I think. And that's how you eliminate your opponent's pieces, and then when the board is filled up, the person with the most territory wins. Something like that, right?
Yeah, it's one of those classic war simulation games using rocks.
Yep.
War simulation using rocks, and you don't just throw them at each other.
No, it turns out you gotta, make lines of combat and things and outmaneuver your opponent. Right. Yeah. Classic game's been around for, 3,000 years or some stupid amount?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go, folks. Vote for those. Go or Connect Four.
Is Samurai throwing together a thing?
Absolutely. It'll show up here in the Discord here in a minute. It'll be a circle. There you go.
So if you want to vote, you can go to the Discord and react to Samurai's message. Just search for vote and you'll find it. Or if you can't do that, you can put something on our post on the subreddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or in the D3 forums post that we'll make, which is on the 505 forums.
All right.
I don't know why they don't change that URL, because it still says D3 forums.
Well, can you go to 505 forums? Does it send you to the same place?
I don't know.
Never tried. Anyway, once again, I'm Hans.
Oh, I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
All right, let's see what's going on in Pumped Up Land. The three stars, Bullseye, Hawkeye, Jubilee, Nova, and Thanos. They've all been around for a while. I actually know what all of them do. So the four stars, these are the ones that are boosted. Carnage is boosted this week. He is going to do more damage.
Wait, is that old school Jubilee or is that Vampire Jubilee?
Oh, no. I don't know. It's probably Vampire Jubilee, because I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
is that
it's Vampire. I think that's Vampire. Yeah.
That sounds like a entertaining concept. Was that like a Halloween gimmick? Or
No. In the comics, there was a period of time where she was a vampire.
Oh, Dynamite.
No. Please proceed.
All right, then. Deathlok, he's popular with the kids. He's boosted. I think people will use him. I don't know what he does, but I've heard that he's really good. Good old Quake, one of my all-time classic faves. She's boosted. More AoE. Enjoy. Silk, everybody's favorite spider adjacent character. And, oh, Thor. Good old Thor. Damaging.
Yep.
Oh, not that Thor. This is the Thor. I thought it was a good Thor. This is,
this is the striking distance where she throws a hammer and everybody goes, what?
What? Did something brush by my ear? What happened?
They just wouldn't drop any red and I had to win the battle with striking distance. And, I have said that so many times.
And Ian, is it just me or when you see Deathlok appear, not that you probably see it all that often, does he look like Trapjaw from He-Man?
Yeah, very much, yes. Right. Have you been watching any of the new He-Man that's come out in the last 5 years or so?
The Kevin Smith one?
Yeah, there were a couple, but the Kevin Smith one, and I watched another one alongside the Kevin Smith one. It was definitely younger, but Owen and I enjoyed it.
I remember liking the Kevin Smith one.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Okay.
It was definitely, you know, it felt very true to the concept and, you know, had a lot of unique spins on it as well. I don't know. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, I'm down.
What's happening to my mind? Oh, the 5 stars are boosted. People use those a lot. Apocalypse, woo!
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about that. Onslaught, I hear he's good, but I don't know that anybody uses him. Rescue, apparently is some sort of monster. Boo for Ray. And Yelena Belova, she might be okay. I don't know. I'm still on my way to the 5-star realm. But that seems like a, you know, at least a 50% of exciting 5-star boostingness.
Yeah.
Let's see what Samurai has to say as he shares his wisdom with the world. Some nice choices as a 4-star player, but for the 5-star tier, it's Apocalypse and Onslaught, tanking for Shang-Chi for a couple of extra turns. Nice. That's very straightforward and sounds super duper effective. But I agree, there's some decent 4-stars in there. Very usable. And yeah, so listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, you got some pop pop.
I do have a little bit of pop pop this week. First of all, I treated myself. At least I didn't know I was treating myself, but I was at the local candy store where I get a lot of my pop. And I thought, I saw some candy and I was like, ha, wonder how Craig's doing. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to try. Because I know that the Appalachian Brewing Company already makes a couple beverages that I enjoy. So I'm willing to experiment. And I haven't had birch beer in a long time, so they had a white birch beer there.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, it was good.
All right.
It was right up my alley. It was pretty smooth. Just a little kiss of honey there at the end. It was nice. I usually prefer a red birch beer to the white birch beer, but it was all right. It was just what I needed at the time. So thumbs up to the Appalachian Brewing Company's white birch beer.
Yeah, I don't think you like the generic like Weiss brand one because it's kind of like a cross between Pepto Bismol and mint.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's delicious, but I don't think you like that one.
No, that doesn't sound good at all.
No.
Now, I pose another question to you or to my younger self, thinking, is there any way that you could manufacture me a stuffed animal that's easier to hurt my little brother with? And then Mattel said, yes, we can. How about we make it so that you can tuck that teddy bear up into a nice tight ball and swing it really fast by its tail and smash your brother in the face with your popple? And that is what Christmas 1986 was all about for me.
What? What's a popple?
A popple is a teddy bear-looking creature that has a bunch of back fat that you tuck up over the legs and arms and turn it into a giant ball of fuzz.
All right.
It was a plush toy, again, along with, you know, cartoons and other spinoffs. But so, you know, if you wanted to play with it as an animal, or you could turn it into a projectile, and then it became appropriate. Never had a pop, though, I guess, no. I guess I'm there you go. That looks newer. Looks like maybe they have re-released Popples for...
Oh, it's now owned by Hasbro, just like everybody else, you know.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Mattel can't keep things up forever. But, yeah. Oh, so, also, you could store stuff in its pouch when it was in animal form.
Do you know which Popple you had? Because apparently in 1986, there were, you know, certain ones. Nine different Popples.
Oh, I think mine was orange, was the primary color with greenish trim.
That's not an... orange fur, pink chinks, and contrasting blue and pink ears?
That's very likely.
That one was Pancake. 13 inches female papa with purple fur, orange hair, pink cheeks, and contrasting blue and pink ears. Or there's one with orange, a male one with orange fur, green hair, pink cheeks, and contrasting blue and red ears.
Oh, that could be.
That's Puzzle. He was only 11 inches in size.
That's
hard to say.
The one I posted is Dunker. He's a basketball freak, apparently. I don't know what any of this is.
Anyway, that's a Popple. And that's This Week in Pop Pop. Oh, thanks as always to Magnify.
Wow, there was a pilot for a live-action special produced by Shelley Duvall.
Wow!
It was, however, after being well-received, it was decided instead to make a cartoon series with the characters instead in 1986.
Nice.
Man, I do not remember those at all, no.
Not a clue.
Yep. All right, where are we at? Oh, let's open some tokens. You got Steam open.
All right. I do have Steam open, and I'm ready to open a token.
All right, if I recall, I'm only allowed to open one still, so go ahead.
All right. It's Shuri, Vibranium Virtuoso, and some bonus shards from a 4-star.
I also am doing one. It is a 4-star. You're afraid, Mantis.
Hopefully, it's next week I can open the 50 of these things I got sitting here. Today we're opening one. It is Robin Sparkles. Get Out Alive.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, it looks like tomorrow, according to the notes.
Yeah, it's never on a day when it's convenient for me. So let me ask you a question. Are we actually going to open that many on the show, or should I open them ahead of time and just give you the highlights? I mean, opening like 50 seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And a shout out when I get a 5-star?
Yeah, they're chanting on the show, on the show.
All right. I'll open like 50 of them next week.
All right.
What else?
Just don't hit the fast forward button, otherwise you'd just be going.
Oh yeah, and they're all gone.
Right.
Well, at least then you'd see the 5-stars in your queue, But I have to weed them all out. Yeah. All right. Hey, what's on the podcast network?
Just make sure to let everybody know that when you're shouting out the 5-stars, it's of your own volition and not due to some uncontrollable condition, because that will get you banned from the internet.
What?
Nothing. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Oh, Craig.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Sweet summer child. I don't know. The podcast network. It's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got this and at least one other awesome show that I'm on. And probably a bunch of other great shows. Go there. Find direct links to all of our shows at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's mailbag, and we will talk about those next week. Vote on the bracket, because since you still have a chance of winning some prizes there if you registered for that oh so many months ago. You can still go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff for President's Day?
That seems likely.
I think that's the next holiday, right?
Valentine's Day?
It's President's Day before or after Valentine's?
Both.
It can't be both.
Martin Luther King.
Oh, all right. That's Martin Luther King Day then.
Yeah.
Do that. And then, and then we get something for ourselves. That's it, though. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, easiest clue ever. It's not a tumor. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.